Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday. I knew I was going to do that. I knew I was going to do it. No, I was. Take two. Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with CEO of the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns. The United Way update will be coming up for you. Right now, we kick off the show with our good friend, Mike Hittner, and the Historic Point boss. We're going to be talking a little bit about their spirit walk coming up. Mike, good to have you with us, as always. How have you been?
Yeah, great. Thanks, James, and everybody in WFHR Radio Land. Yeah, great to be here.
Always appreciate talking with you, and one of my favorite events that you guys do is coming right up. It's right around the corner, the Spirit Walk. Mike, let's go ahead and tell people what about this great event.
Well, Spirit Walk is haunted history, as we call it. It's not scary. Nobody's going to grab you and, you know, or reach out to touch you or something like that. We have those type events, and they're great for those that love that sort of thing, and it's really great. But this is a family event that people could come to with kids and everything. It's coming up the 19th of October, this coming Saturday, and then also the following Saturday, the 26th of October, and it goes from 6 to 8 p.m. We suggest for people maybe that have some mobility issues or something like that, come early because you can see the terrain you're walking on. It's not perfectly level like a football field, of course. We've got contours and everything there, and it's about a in and out, about a half-mile walk, so, you know, be aware of that. And, of course, dress for the weather. All of our spirits are dressed for the weather, or they're in buildings with fireplaces or stoves or something like that. So they're going to be comfortable, and just make sure yourself that you're comfortable. So, yeah, it's a great event. We've been doing it probably 22, 23 years, and it's really grown this year. We have three from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater people. We've got three of our own. We got one from Southwood County Historical, and we have one independent person that's been with us on and off for probably 15 years. Started as a young lady, and of course she's a little older now, as we all are. So, but it's a great cast of people, and you'll have seven or eight haunted stories. On the second night, you got one extra. On the first night, I think there's seven, and there's eight on the second night.
Mike, you and I, we talk a lot of history with Historic Point Boss. Certainly, it's a big part of what we do here. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind, do you know the history of how this started, the Spirit Walk?
Oh, it's hard to tell. It's in the...
It's a curveball.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
I didn't mean to do that.
I think it's just to do something in the fall, and do something around. When we started with one Saturday, and then we added a second Saturday maybe in a year or two because we had so much demand, we couldn't get everybody through, and it was kind of like people were disappointed, so we didn't want to do that. We notice in a lot of the people that come, they'll come back in the next week with some friends or something, say, oh, this was a great time. We want to show you what it's about, sort of thing. But it kind of started kind of slow that with one Saturday, and then it got to be two Saturdays. And then we thought maybe we should add another day, like a Sunday or some Saturday and a Sunday, you know. But it's a lot to ask for people, as you know, being in plays and everything. Well, you know, it's really going good. Like we just had our community theater one about drinking habits, and it was great, and must have been word of mouth, because I went on the first Thursday when they had the opening, and it was, you know, half full, maybe a little more, but by the end, you couldn't get a seat.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of the word spreading. It was great, too, because I think, I don't know for sure, but I think maybe the first times that they've sold out since COVID, almost, and which is great to see that the community theater is coming back, like, because it certainly deserves to be patronized and people to go there and participate in it, because it's wonderful, with access that we have and in our community here. So
it's another great entertainment resource and economic resource for our communities, just like Historic Point Boss is, with the events that you guys have going on. It's such a unique and original event. I was just curious of the beginnings of it and stuff. That's an interesting...
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it started, I think.
But that's...
Tom Bremer and myself and a couple other people, I always love that the names they pick, you know, Spirit Walk. I mean, I don't know how you could get a better name for it.
Yeah.
Trying to give just a clue of what you're going to see or hear or something like that. So I think that was, I was just out last night with Ryan Husted, who had just been in the drinking habits at our community theater here, and he's doing something in the house, and we're just trying to line up. I said, where do you want this, and, you know, this sort of thing, and he's doing something he's had in his mind for a couple of years, and we just haven't been able to pull it off. But now he's working on it, and so he finally came out. He says he was too busy, of course, during the production because they were going every night, and if anybody saw that, you wonder how Ryan could have survived that last 10 minutes. He had four outfits on. he was all the way from a citizen through a nun and through a priest and a bishop, and he had all of them in the outfits. I says, well, how did you stand it? He says, well, the bishop's outfit wasn't too warm, but he said it was good that it was only 10 minutes at the end, but it was a hilarious show. It was great.
Sometimes the what's going on behind the scenes is just as entertaining as what's on the stage.
Well, and I was kind of talking to Pam before I came in, and we were talking about any of these productions. Anything you see, whether it's community theater or whatever it is, you know, it's like an iceberg. It's about 90% happens behind the scenes,
yep.
The practices, the staging, the costuming, and all that sort of thing. And finally, when it gets to the final production, whether it's Spirit Walk or something, you got to realize that 90% you don't see.
How much of that that we don't see went into the Spirit Walk with this and traditionally goes into the Spirit Walk?
Well, depends. Now, we did some more props this year. Ryan needed some different things that we don't normally have all the time. We had some, and we had to make some modifications or something like that. And then I always ask people, you know, Mike Barrett's in it this year, and I says, Mike, what do you need, and that sort of thing, and Mystique McComber and everything. And most of the people that you notice – more so I notice anyway, that people been in community theater don't really need a lot. For some reason,
yes,
they've been in
so
many productions over the years that, well, you know, I don't really need too much props. I think their props are their voice and their expressions and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I always notice that because we have three of our own people in there, three from community theater, and our people sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes need a little more because they don't do this often enough. A lot of these other people have done it for 30 years.
Yeah. You mentioned some people that are going to be a part of this. Those individuals will kind of be telling stories to people taking in as people walk the path.
Yeah, and it's stories about somebody, most of the time they lived and died in maybe some strange ways, and it'll be relating those stories. Ryan's thing is about, not to give anything away, it's about something that happened in those days that doesn't happen anymore concerning death. And so his is going to be more about that he's wanted to do. And Thomas Bramer is doing one, and he hasn't done this for about 5 years. And so, excuse me, we're looking forward to Tom to do his thing because he actually asked to be in it. And a lot of times I got to kind of pull a few strings to get people involved, but he asked to be in it. So Tom's number three in line, so that would be great.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. That is be a fun part of this. And as Mike told you early on, this is for the entire family. So not only are these individuals and the event itself designed for that, but it's also a chance for those kids and everybody to see adults supporting history, supporting the area, while having a good time.
Right, and we got to, when you get your tickets, they'll put you in groups. If you come like with 8 or 10 people, you'll be your own group. But otherwise, they'll probably take, if there's, two couples here and there's 4 people here, they'll put them together because we like somewhere between 8 and 12 in a group. Sometimes in the past, we've had 17 or 20. And the problem with that is, is coming into the buildings, you got so many people, it's hard to get them there so they can all hear properly and also see what they want to see. But it'll be a great event, and everybody enjoys it, like you say, from the kids all the way up through senior citizens. And like I say, pay a little attention to the weather. Now, this coming weekend, Saturday the 19th, looks like 68 degrees during the day and probably 45 at night. Looks like a great, October weekend. Next weekend might be as nice or better, but you don't know. So sometimes go with what you know.
Yeah. Mike, for those like myself that have attended this event over the years, you guys, one thing that I always get to, like, I can't remember the first one I attended was, it was early on in us living out here. Mm-hmm. And then it was probably a good 4 or 5 years, and then I went to it again. And I remember thinking, wow, this is completely different. Right. Like, they added so much to it, or they did some different things. Each year, you guys seem to work really hard to try to do that.
Well, we try to do, and if anything's repeated, it's probably in 4 or 5 years. We don't repeat, and mm-hmm. usually if it's repeated, it's not the same person doing, so you have mm-hmm. their own take on that. Yeah. We've had a couple times over the years, we've had somebody being an itinerant, you know, somebody that's going out selling stuff, salesman, snake oil salesman, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, and we've had two different people do it, but I saw both of those, and I hardly recognized it was the same thing because they're working basically off the same script. It's like I gave Mike Baird a script, and I said, well, Mike, you have any problem with it? No. Not. The only one that's ever done that script before is myself. So Mike will do his own take on it, and I'm sure it'll be as good or better than any we've had before.
Hmm. And when it comes to, as you were touching on with the weather and everything, paying attention to that, dressing warm for the event, certainly a good idea. Most of the people attending this are Midwesterners. You guys know the weather. You know what Mother Nature does out there.
You layer it.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly to anybody taking in this event, mobility-wise, as Mike mentioned, that's another thing to keep in mind. This, if you, this is, there's no really, this is a paved path, but it's still dirt. It's still a dirt, you know, path and everything
to
keep in mind.
Well, it's grass also.
Grass, yes. Yes.
So there are some undulations we don't have, you know, like we said, football field before. And we have hot apple cider that we pressed at our harvest fair in September. And so that'll be served hot, you know, so you'll have some beverage to warm up. And then they put you in groups, and we'll have Larry Knutson will be there. He's not a character this year, but he'll be around the fire and where people can sit. We have benches and everything. And he'll be telling some stories, and he'll also be talking about Historic Point Bass. Some of the people have never been there before or have only been there for a spirit walk, so they don't know maybe some of the history of the buildings, how they came about, you know, today. If, in fact, when we're talking, the Saratoga Town Hall is getting the joists for the floor put on it today. We just did the brickwork around the top 2 feet of it last week, and now they're putting the floor on it. And so, you know, things are progressing. Mm-hmm. So every time you come there, there's something else has changed or is going to change soon.
That's so cool to hear. And great. A big thank you to all the people that are working so hard on that and to make this event happen and work on this. And we it takes a lot of volunteers, takes a lot of people to be able to do that.
And we've talked about that often, mm-hmm. James, because as we can see, you can't see it, folks, but I got a little bit of gray hair. And so we need those younger volunteers, if possible, and in any place you want to think you want to fit in. You know, it's like going to, actually, it's not much different than signing up for community theater. Whether mm-hmm. you want to read for a part, you want to work on the stage, you want to be pulling the curtains or moving, you know, different things on the stage during sets, I mean, they need people all over, the same we do, the same with what we do.
I'm glad you said that, Mike, because I actually think when it comes to the tie-in there with this and theater, if you want to give one a chance, you might get a taste for the other.
So whether it's
community theater and maybe, I should see if they need volunteers at Historic Point Bass or vice versa, you're going to get a good idea of what the atmosphere is like and how much fun it is.
Right, and it's one of those things that kind of grows on you. And like I say, people can start wherever they're at. We don't force anybody into any position. It isn't like when you come out to Point Boss, I got to be an interpreter. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. You can be a worker. You can do typing, filing, different applications we have to put through at different times of the year, all this sort of thing, work behind the scenes. I mean, there's lots of those opportunities. So, and a lot of the people actually work from home and just do something and bring it in or something at a later date. So, I mean, all kinds of volunteers are needed, as in any enterprise out there.
And like our other nonprofits out there, the Store Point Boss will work with people as far as when you have availability and what the things that you can do, as Mike is telling you there. And those volunteers become all the more necessary, not only to keep history alive over there, but to keep the prices where they are. Mike, you've talked about this before, how important it is to you, to the team over there at Historic Point Boss, to keep these prices where they were back when I first went to this event when I was a kid.
Sure. I think this maybe started at $3, but I think it's been $5 probably for 15 years or something in that regard. And if anything changes on the adult side, we always try to make sure students and children are inexpensive. So mm-hmm. you feel that if you got three or four kids, is it going to break the budget to come there? No, it isn't. It's very, very reasonable for you. And like we've talked in the past, you can get a membership, and then you can come to all on-site events for the price of the membership. And when you look at it, it's probably, you save probably $25 over the whole year just for the membership.
You're not. I was trying to come up with comedic examples, and I can't even come up with comedic examples of what you know could compare to that. There's right. No comparison. You can't get more bang for your buck with that, because along with all these great events that they do, and they have all kinds of events throughout the whole year, not just the Spirit Walk. You're also knowing that every penny of that is going into the work that they're doing over
right.
there.
We have no administrators. It's all nonprofit, all volunteers. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that work, you're going to feel good from that the whole year. That's a good mm-hmm. feeling you can carry with you all the time. Again, the historic Point Pasa Spirit Walk, you get two of chances to check this out, Saturday, October 19th and Saturday, October 26th. Goes from 6 to 8. One other thing that I did want to mention with this, Mike, is the timing of this. If you are, it's 7:30 at night and you feel like, oh, I don't know if it's too late for me to stop by or anything like that. They do seem to try to get take care of everybody that shows
well,
up.
Well, we go from 6 to 8. The last group goes out 8, supposedly. Hmm. But if some people would come there at the last minute, we're not going to turn them away and say, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, if it's 8:30 and the last group went out a half an hour ago, they'll probably say no, you know, because some of the characters start coming in. Because yeah. the last group is always told, well, this is the last group, you know, and then so they, as they go past them, then those people can leave. But if you come around any round time around 8 o'clock and they're still – people coming and going, you're certainly going to be included in that. Mm-hmm. We used to say 8:30, but we really probably go to 8:30 anyway, but we just put it in writing the differently.
Sure. Speaking with Mike Hittner from the Historic Point Boss, Mike, if you don't mind, I wanted to tease ahead a little bit of the Heritage Holiday coming up Saturday, December 7th. It goes from noon to 4 over there at the Historic Point Boss. This is another fun event. You'll be in before then to talk a little bit more about this.
Certainly.
But just to kind of preview it a little bit for people.
Well, it's kind of old-fashioned Christmas, and we've linked up. Last year was the first year, and this year we're linking up again with Nakusa Hometown Christmas mm-hmm. Because they do such a great job, and the collaboration is great because it gives both of us something, a little added difference to it. And we also help out, volunteer for their Hometown Christmas. We do some of the things where they greet Santa and stuff. We got one where we're going to dress up in historic mm-hmm. costumes, and we'll be there for photo op or whatever you want to do with it sort of thing. But this has been a great collaboration. We like working with Heather Sayers and the rest of the crew down there. They do a great job. I went to one of their meetings, by the way, and it was interesting because there are some guys there, but mostly ladies. Mm. And, boy, those gals are on task because the meeting starts at 6. It's done at 7. I mean, I have had tendency of our meetings to, well, drag out or go off in different tangents and everything. But those gals are on task. They evidently got more in their life than just Hometown Christmas. So.
Yeah.
But it's old-fashioned. It'll kind of give you an idea of what Christmas was like years ago. A few Christmas trees, but not in very many in the buildings, but the house and also the school. And then they also have games that are appropriate for the era and different projects for the kids. You get a taste of some food and some beverages there, what they would have had in those days. And it's just kind of a step back in history and a little bit of a slower momentum for mm-hmm. Christmas. Kind of slows you down a little bit.
And it gives you a little bit of not only perspective, but a little bit of the Christmas spirit and some of that. There's so many great things about the event. Again, looking forward to talking more about this with you later on. Heritage Holiday is coming up Saturday, December 7th over at the Historic Point Boss. Mark your calendars. Be ready for that. And keep in mind, if you are unable to volunteer maybe for the Spirit Walk, there's plenty of time to throw your hat in the ring for that event coming up. Sure. You can volunteer and find out more. Support the Historic Point Boss. There's all kinds of different ways you can do this by going to their website, historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. And one more time, I want to remind everybody about the Spirit Walk that is coming up this weekend, October 19th, and then again Saturday, October 26th. This will go from 6 to 8. It's a guided, lantern-lit walk around the Historic Point Boss. It's going to be a very fun event. Be sure to join them for this one. Mike, appreciate the time as always, sir.
Yeah, and thanks, James and WFHR.
Again, make your mark your calendars and visit us over at the Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in Nacoosa, Wisconsin. You can find out more at historicpointboss.com and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things they are doing over there. And then you can share their work, their posts on your social media feed. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Historicpointboss.com. Support those that support our community. We'll come back. We'll have some more conversation here on Midday Magazine and 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, we are locally grown radio.